Oh yeah. Well, does it sound like I was gonna sneeze?
Is this real life?
Hey, real life podcast listeners. Even if you are alone in your English learning, know that today, right now, in your earbuds, you are joined by thousands of English learners all around the world, searching to do the same thing you are. If you want to know more about Real Life English or this podcast, then check out our website at reallifebh.com. Oh yeah, what's going on? Welcome to another Real Life English podcast, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, relaxing, and scary way to learn English. So listen to this while you're stuck in traffic, cooking, washing your clothes, or
making a Halloween costume.
Oh yeah, that's right. If you hadn't noticed yet, today's theme is all about Halloween, and I'd like to introduce my co-host, the man who once bit a mosquito and gave it dengue, Justin Murray.
Hey, what's up guys? Great to be back.
How are you today, Justin?
I'm well, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Can you feel the presence of Halloween amongst us this week?
I can definitely feel it, even here in Brazil.
I'm not sure if you guys heard, but the Ghostbusters have been doing a lot of work here in Brazil, right?
We have been, and it's been quite gratifying.
Yeah.
World Cup is coming, and you know, there can't be ghosts here scaring the tourists.
That's right. If you didn't know, Brazil is full of ghosts right now, and luckily, me and Justin have taken it into our own hands.
What does take it into your own hands mean?
To take something into your own hands means to do that job yourself instead of letting someone else do it.
Can't trust the politicians to get rid of the ghosts.
Exactly. If you have no idea what we're talking about,
you should watch the video that we're going to link here, because this video is the invitation that we made, the Ghostbusters.
Exactly, and that is going to link us to the news, so let's jump straight into it.
This Saturday, we are doing the first Real Life Halloween Party.
Yeah, it's going to be on November the 2nd. It's a open event for anyone who is in Belo Horizonte this weekend. It starts at 5 p.m. and goes until, who knows, right?
Who knows, until sunrise?
Yeah. And it is going to be at Jungle. If you watch the video, which we're going to link to the show notes, you will see inside the bar a little bit. We're really happy because this could be the new place for the Real Life English Party here in Belo Horizonte.
Yeah, it's a really cool place, and the owner is really cool too. It seems like we have good synergy, so let's see what happens.
Excellent. Any other news in the real life world you can think of, J-Man?
And one final thing for our news is that we have a really awesome blog. And for all you podcast listeners who are listening in your car while you're cooking or making your Halloween costume, it might pay to actually go on your computer and check out some of our writing too, because we really put our hearts into our writing. And in fact, this week I wrote an article about how learning English can make you a world citizen and just how it just changes your perspective on the world. And I'm sure many of you can identify with that. But we're always writing like really great stuff. So check that out if you have a chance.
I believe you also wrote an article about how to use the word us.
Yes, I did. 34 ways. These are two completely different topics. I'm also an expert on the word bitch.
Okay. I think Trevor wrote a nice article about fuck as well.
Yeah.
Talking about being a global citizen, you have to know all about asses, how to use the word bitch, and the word fuck.
Yes, but these words, use them responsibly, with cultural sensitivity, and at least you know how to understand them in pop culture, because, I mean, this is real life English.
It is real life English, and people don't like these words, but if you know how to use them properly, I think
you kick ass.
You can kick some ass, yeah.
And you can become a badass English speaker.
Yeah.
Just like we're badass teachers.
Yeah. So in case you are just a podcast listener, I've met some people who have listened to the podcast and like, wow, you guys actually have a blog and a Facebook community? This is awesome.
We have a blog in three languages. It's in English, Portuguese and Spanish with about 300 articles at least.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. So that does it for the news for now. Let's move on to the shout-outs. You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up. I believe we have a really nice 5-star review, Justin, from iTunes.
This is from Paulo Henrique Rebelo.
What has he got to say?
Hi guys, you're awesome and I'm very grateful to have this kind of podcast in iTunes. My life is very stressful and I don't have enough time to study English as I wanted. However, I can listen to all podcasts on my direction to the office while driving my car. As you always talk about, it's an easy and practical way to learn and improve my English. Thank you so much and continue moving on this excellent podcast.
Oh yeah, awesome.
Yeah, thank you very much for that, Paulo. Paulo Henrique.
So enough dilly-dallying. Let's move on to the expressions. So as we said at the start of this podcast, the theme is Halloween. For those who don't know, Halloween is it's American, right? An American holiday?
Yeah, but they have different versions of this in other countries. Like here, it's like o Dia dos Finados.
Okay.
In Mexico, for example.
Day of the Dead, right?
Day of the Dead, yeah. So it's basically it's a pagan holiday celebrating maybe people who have passed and kind of like it's kind of the spirits.
What do you mean by people who have passed?
It's to pass is a more polite way to say that somebody has died.
So all of the expressions today are related to Halloween or scariness or something that's frightening. And they are to stop someone dead in their tracks. A witch hunt, scared, shitless, sometimes to scare the shit out of someone, a skeleton in the cupboard, and trick or treat. Okay, so the first one, Justin. To stop someone dead in their tracks. What does that mean?
Well, I've thought of it sort of like when you're moving in a direction really quickly,
mm-hmm.
and if somebody yells your name, you stop dead in your tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's to just stop suddenly, usually because you're scared or you hear some kind of noise or like you said, someone calls your name and you're kind of, whoa, what's happening there?
So you stop dead in your tracks. What exactly are tracks?
Tracks would be, think about your footprints. The footprints are the mark that your feet leave when you walk. So that'd be like your tracks. It's the evidence that you leave behind when you're walking.
So you stop dead in your tracks.
Yes. To stop dead in your tracks is to suddenly stop.
And not move.
Yeah, exactly. Usually because you're scared or you heard a loud noise or something like that. For example, when we went to the jungle bar to kill that ghost, a lot of people had, when they saw it, they just stopped dead in their tracks.
and then they ran.
Then they ran out, which you will see in that video that we're going to link in the show notes.
The next expression we have for today is a witch hunt. What exactly is witch hunt, Chad?
Okay, so a witch hunt is, well, first of all, a witch is that ugly looking lady who has magical powers and she uses them for evil things. That's a witch. Generally rides a broomstick.
And a hunt is when you go after something, like an animal is on a hunt for its prey or its animal. It's food.
Mm-hmm. Its prey in this case would be its food.
Yeah.
Usually when it's alive.
Yeah, definitely. So a witch hunt is when you hunt for a witch.
Exactly. And nowadays this expression is used, you'll hear this a lot in the media. A witch hunt is when people investigate and go searching for a criminal or maybe even a terrorist.
Yeah, a good example of this might be like in the United States, for example. I don't know, maybe like there are some violation of some people's rights. And there are many witch hunts going on for terrorists. So if you happen to be Arab in the United States at an airport, then
they can kind of harass you because they're on that witch hunt.
Yeah.
The government wants to find the terrorists.
So it's like a hyper paranoia around something that may not be true.
Mm-hmm. So that's the term, a witch hunt. You probably hear this more so in the media, right? It's not like an everyday kind of word, but witch, related to Halloween, witches, right?
Yep.
That counts, doesn't it? Okay. The next one is to be scared shitless.
what does shitless mean?
Shit is another way to say poop, or number two. And less is the suffix to suggest that you have none of that. So if someone scares you shitless, it's an exaggerated way to say that they really scared you, so much so that you maybe did a poop in your pants.
Is it really that you did a poop in your pants, or that you couldn't do a poop in your pants?
Oh, actually, that's a... Because there is another expression, which is to scare the shit out of someone. So that would probably be when you do the poop in your pants. Maybe scared shitless is when you can't poop.
Yeah. Well, anyways, it's a swear word. It's a profanity. So be very careful about using this.
You think people get offended by shit? It's probably the swear word that is least offensive, I would say.
Yeah, but you have to be aware of who you're around. People your own age, younger people maybe.
Okay. But yeah, that's what the expression means. If someone scares you shitless, it's an exaggerated way to say that they scared you a lot.
Next one is a skeleton in the cupboard.
A skeleton in the cupboard. Sometimes closet as well.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Is it?
I didn't even know what skeleton in the cupboard meant.
No?
I heard skeleton in the closet.
Okay. Well, cupboard, do you use the word cupboard?
Yeah.
Okay.
What does cupboard mean?
Cupboard is just... for example, in my bedroom, I have a cupboard where I put all my clothes. Sometimes it's called a wardrobe. But cupboard we can use in many other situations, not just your bedroom, like in the kitchen.
Yeah, because we use a kitchen cupboard. We don't use it for the room.
Oh, you don't say a cupboard in your bedroom?
Yeah, in the United States, okay. We don't.
But anyway, when someone has a skeleton in the closet, closet is what you say in the US, right? Skeleton in the closet?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay, what does that mean?
Skeleton in the closet is when you have, like, maybe a secret, a dark secret from your past that you don't want people to know about.
What do you mean by a dark secret?
Maybe, like, a secret that you're ashamed of.
Okay.
Maybe, like, something you did at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you really did, you know, bury a body in your closet. bury a person, a dead person.
Yeah.
And so there really is, literally is a skeleton in your closet. or maybe... Who knows? Maybe you got fired from a job in your past that you don't want to tell people about or whatever.
Just something that you kind of feel ashamed or embarrassed about. You can call that thing the skeleton in your closet. For those who don't know, skeleton is your bone structure, all the bones of your body.
So he has a few skeletons in his closet.
Who?
You do.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know about skeletons. I got a lot of strange stuff in my closet.
Maybe a few carcasses?
A carcass. What does a carcass mean? I don't have a carcass in my closet.
A carcass is like it's a cadaver. It's a dead animal, usually.
Dead animal, dead body, dead person, even.
Yeah.
But that's getting very morbid. I know we're talking about Halloween, but still.
Zombies. That's a carcass.
There you go. Zombie. Nice. All right, there you go. Skeleton in the closet. I don't have any skeletons, by the way. And the last one for today is trick or treat. So trick or treat is the expression related to Halloween. And because it's American, Justin, you want to explain this one for us? What is trick or treat?
A trick is when you play a trick on somebody, right?
Of course.
So, I don't know. What's an example of a trick?
Pull my finger.
Here's a trick in the United States, kind of a trick, is we used to toilet paper people's houses.
Toilet paper people's houses. So I've seen this on television. What does that mean? Toilet paper someone's house.
This isn't really a Halloween related, but basically you buy all these rolls of toilet paper and you cover their house with this.
Okay.
So you and your friends go, and it's a friendly gesture.
Okay, nice.
So you usually do it under the cover of darkness.
Okay. And what is the purpose of this trick? To throw toilet paper on someone's house?
It's a joke. It's a trick to make them clean it up.
Nice.
And so trick or treat, originally it meant that, okay, trick, a treat is like candy or something like really good to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say trick or treat, it's like, okay, give me some candy or I'm going to do something to your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Nice. So that is, and how does that happen in the U.S. in Halloween? Have you ever done this? What do you do? Do you just walk around the neighborhood?
Yeah. But nowadays, it's definitely the trick part is not really used. It's kids with their parents a lot of times that walk around in costumes, and they just say trick or treat, and the people give them candy.
Okay.
And so the idea is that you buy candy and you have it right next to your door.
And do you have fond memories of doing this when you were a child?
Yeah, I have lots of great pictures too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was your best Halloween costume when you were a kid?
I was the Tin Man from Wizard of Oz.
The Tin Man?
Yeah. 1 year. I'm going to look at my pictures. I'll put one of my Halloween pictures on this
one. So if Justin can find a Halloween picture, we will add that to the show notes so you can see as a kid?
Yeah.
Okay, Justin as a kid dressed as the Tin Man.
Because we used to spend time making these costumes, go out. You know, it's a big holiday for parents too, because you get to see your little one go out and, you know, knock on people's doors.
Okay, cool. All right, so that is it for the expressions for this week related to Halloween. Let's move on to quick tips, tricks, and or funny jokes. Oh yeah. Okay, so today's quick tip is an online resource. It's actually a blog, and this woman has a really cool YouTube channel, and that is rachelsenglish.com. That's her blog. You can find her on YouTube as well. And the best thing about this, something that I really like and I use with my students, is her YouTube videos. She's really good at explaining pronunciation stuff, you know, like people common pronunciation problems. It's obviously, she's American, so it's obviously American English.
Yeah, it's phonetics. She has like diagrams of the mouth and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's really clear and in-depth about her explanations.
Yeah, so if you're looking to really work on some pronunciation stuff and not just practice, but maybe even understand some more technical stuff about English pronunciation, this is a really good resource. All of her videos are free. They're very short and convenient, like 5-minute videos. So I think it can really help your pronunciation.
Yeah, highly recommended.
All right. Awesome. That does it for the tip. It's rachelsenglish.com. We'll link it in the show notes. I'm sure you get a lot of value from that.
Or check it out on YouTube too.
YouTube too, exactly. Okay, so that leaves us now for the joke. So, Justin, which ghost is the best dancer?
I don't know. The breakdancer?
Nope. The boogeyman. So, you want to explain that to our listeners? There's a little bit of a play on words there, right?
Yeah, the boogeyman, because let's boogie.
Okay, so what does boogie mean in this
boogie
case?
Means to party.
Boogie means to party, maybe even dance?
Yeah, it does.
So that's what boogie means. It means to dance. But what is the boogeyman?
The boogeyman is this mythical monster.
Mythical?
I mean, after the Ghostbusters dealt with him.
Okay.
It's this monster, this mythical monster that kids look in their closet for before they go to sleep.
Yeah, it's like that typical monster that we have. I'm obviously, it's American. We use this in Australia. It's like we can even joke around. Even as adults, sometimes if I notice that someone's kind of scared, we'll be like, oh, you're scared the boogeyman's going to come get you. You know what I mean? Would you say that?
Yeah.
Someone who's scared of the dark. Oh, scared the boogeyman might get you.
Well, here's a little joke, you know, going back to Chuck Norris, and I'm going to tie it into this. Boogeyman checks his closet for Chuck Norris before he goes to bed.
There you go.
But now, the boogeyman checks his closet for the real-life Ghostbusters before he goes to bed.
Nice. Again, if you have no idea what we're talking about, check out our Halloween Ghostbusters special. All right, so that just about does it for this week's podcast. So we're going to play you out with an old track, but it's very related to Halloween. It is I Put a Spell on You by Screamin' Jay Hawkins. So don't be shy. We have a mailing list if you go to reallifebh.com/podcast. I will personally send you 10 free podcasts with transcripts. We hope to hear from you guys, and we hope you're enjoying the podcast, and have a happy Halloween, and keep it real.
Have a good one, guys. Keep it real.
Oh, yeah.
Peace.
a spell on you. Spell on you.